Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Jay Hamitash, an author of You Shall Never Know Security. You know it's true. An author waiting for payment from the Drabblecast. Still.
Saga.
I mean, I just emailed them, actually. Who am I joined with?
It's me, Derek Sotak. I wrote a couple books on nachos and the William Hobartson role-playing game, Gracie's a Dream of My Death, with this expansion, Also is Lost. Available now, let's say.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So, as you know, the duo here are at least a few months late to all the conversation starters. So now we get to Prey, the fifth edition in the Predator franchise, excluding the Alien vs. Predators.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie was originally called Skulls and was actually supposed to be marketed and presented in a way to hide the fact that it was a Predator movie.
Which I think would have been a much better idea.
Yeah, but realistically, I mean...
Yeah, like, I get why, for marketing purposes, they can't do that. But yeah, I think that would have been a much better film.
I mean, I don't think the studio is going to play it as a big...
No, not a big gamble.
No. Big Hollywood studios are not really too much in the gambling business.
Indeed.
This movie, as we all know, is a Predator film set in the northern Great Plains in North America in 1719. Making it the first chronological movie in the Predator franchise. The original idea was just to show the Predator's first journey to Earth. Although I guess it's unclear or not whether this is a Predator's first journey or not. You could see a little bit of that in that the fact that he seems to be like hunting animals at first.
Yeah, he's working his way up the food chain.
Although you'd think a Predator who has the technology to arrive to Earth would also be able to do a little bit of reconnaissance and be like, oh, there are humans here.
You might think so. I guess there weren't humans on most of the planet in 1719.
Is that true?
I mean, there were certainly fewer. I couldn't tell you. There might have been a billion instead of 7 billion.
I mean, when are the Predators peeking through their creepy binoculars at Earth? Mm-hmm. They're going to pick up a human or two before they get here.
I mean, it is kind of hard to, like, gauge what their technological timeline was when, A, you've got spaceships, but you're still using, like, crossbows.
Well, I think they're using crossbows for the thrill of the hunt, right?
Are they?
Although then why... I really think that making yourself invisible is just Predator cheating, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think a Predator arose to Earth and was like, oh, I'll kill these mice, and then he's like, wait a second, there's another bipedal Predator-type animal here.
Yeah, and I mean, if you were just hunting animals, too, I would probably land in the middle of, you know, the African savannah rather than the middle of the American Northwest.
That's true.
For the fiercest beasts.
Can a predator take down a wildebeest, the most dangerous animal in Africa?
Or the hippo, also equally dangerous?
I mean, that's true. Do hippos go on land?
They can run pretty fast for short periods of time. Kind of like a crocodile.
You know, after this, I'm YouTubing hippos running on land.
Oh, you should. It's exciting.
I can't even imagine. I don't think I've ever seen a hippo's foot.
You don't want to see it. They're terrifying.
Outside of a plush toy. A young Comanche woman, played by Amber Midthunder, takes on the Predator to show her Comanche tribe that she's a capable hunter. Exploding gender norms as early as the 1700s.
But really, like, I feel most of the commentary on this film uses the phrase Mary Sue a lot. But I think after watching this, you could say... I mean, I'm sure you might have some instances where we can, you know, debate this, but if you replaced her with, like, oh, here's a young boy, or, I don't know, someone, like, who's not, you know, a blind, I guess you couldn't do a blind woman, that would be pretty exciting. Just anyone other than a strong brave in this case, and the story would be the same.
Yeah, but then he'd be called a Gary Sue.
Oh.
The plot was also partially based on a Predator prequel comic strip called Predator 718. Where the character of Raphael Aldolani, the Italian translator who's introduced in this, was introduced in that prequel and was also alluded to in Predator 2. So Amber Midthunder is actually part of the Fort Peck Sioux tribe, but looking into her background, she's actually less than 50% Native American, so she got pretty lucky that her paternal father had the sweet Native American name Midthunder.
Mm-hmm.
If she had the basic bitch white bread name like Amber Donnelly, I don't think she... this other movie. They tried to make this movie as historically accurate as possible, so you can enjoy a scene featuring a historically accurate toothbrush. And originally there were no horses in the script, but they rewrote for them to be some horses because they said, if you got some Comanches, you need horses, which was their stated logic, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie was developed during the 2018 Predator movie, maybe the producers were like, we got a real fucking stinker on our hands here. We got to come up with something good. Good next to keep our jobs. And the producers were approached by Daniel Trachtenberg, no relation to Michelle Trachtenberg.
Okay, I wasn't curious.
I mean, you could also look at the two of them and go, there's no relationship here. He'd been developing this concept as early as 2016, partially based on the character of the Native American tracker Billy Soul in Predator. He was kind of like, what would happen if a predator encountered Native Americans? Mm-hmm. Although I guess there's probably a million fan fictions out there of like, what would happen if the predators encountered samurais? Or
oh, I'm sure there are.
Dan's prior movie was 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I enjoyed, except maybe the last quarter needed some work because the movie kind of had no place to go.
What so do you think? You did not like the twist in that one?
Well, the twist was that there wasn't a twist, right?
I mean, I guess the twist is you think the guy's crazy and then it turns out he's not. Yeah. So, I suppose.
It's not that I didn't enjoy the twist. It's just like, I then don't need her like taking down an alien spaceship or whatever shit they had her doing. One fun fact about this movie was Sari, Naru's dog and constant companion in this movie, which was inspired by Mad Max 2, had no previous movie experience and was actually adopted specifically for the movie only 2 months before shooting. I mean, could have been real tragic if that dog was like 90% of other dogs and had no interest in listening to people. Mm-hmm. So when this movie came out, this movie has come out exclusively on Hulu and on Disney Plus internationally. It was Hulu's highest streamed exclusive, which raised the question to everyone as to why this was not released theatrically. One interesting theory is that Fox, who produced this film and then was later acquired by Disney, had entered into a deal with Warner Brothers that any of their movies released theatrically would be given a period of exclusivity on HBO Max. So Disney bypassed that rather forego releasing it theatrically just to fuck over Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they're doing a pretty good job of fucking themselves over.
Yeah, I mean, Warner Brothers is like, we don't need the help anymore, guys.
Yeah.
We're putting you out of work. This is the most critically acclaimed movie in the Predator franchise, having a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes based on 250 so reviews, a 73% user score based on 5,000 plus reviews, and a 7.2 on IMDb. Although I do wonder if this movie would have been a hit theatrically. I don't really think so, because there's a lack of name actors, it's a relatively small-scale feel to the movie. Movie theaters have been kind of like reserved for giant comic book movies and other giant spectacles. And I don't really know if this movie would have done well in a theater. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it might have done okay, but I mean, just attendance is down so much across the board that no matter what you put out, like, I'm sure this would get at most 50% of whatever would have gotten pre-pandemic, so already that's going to get hurt right there. And it's almost indie enough that even, like, Predator fans would be like, yeah, I can wait till that comes out on TV.
Yeah, I also wonder, you know, having something free on a very popular service is obviously like, yeah, let's check it out. But if you're like a real pred head, you know, a fair amount of the fan base might be turned off by the plot and the premise. And a fair amount of the fan base just might be like, yeah, I'm not going to spend $15 to watch this movie when I'm not particularly interested in it. Some controversy has arisen in that there was a 2019 fan short film called Warrior Predator by filmmaker Chris R. Notarize, about a 16th century Native American girl fighting predators, and even the main character's face makeup looked quite similar. Chris said he was never contacted or ever gave permission or received compensation from this film. Although, again, it doesn't sound like the most earth-shattering idea to be like, hey, let's have a predator fight ex-popular warrior group.
You know? Yeah, this thing that they've been making comics about since the 80s.
Although they might say, hey, this is a 17th century Native American.
Entirely different.
I don't know if you really intended on going over the plot, which is just like Native American woman fights predator.
Yeah, I mean, I could sum up a little because I took notes on my phone and then none of those notes saved, so I had to write down everything again from my memory shortly afterwards. So this is going to be a very in-depth one for sure.
Too busy scooting around in Iceland, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I had puffins to eat and whales.
I mean, I went to Delaware, but you don't hear me bragging.
Well, how many puffins did you eat there?
Did you just do it?
I mean, I did just do it, too.
I saw where Joe Biden fell off his bike.
Is there a plaque there?
It's only a 3-hour wait online.
What a deal.
To rub the blood stain they haven't removed yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so before you get to the plot, Oh, I'll just take it away, and I'll interject as I do.
Yeah, so, I mean, feel free to jump in on all the stuff that you remember that I did not bother to write down here, but it's basically we get Amber Midthunder as Nauru, who is a Native American lady in the Comanche Nation who doesn't want to do the typical Native American lady stuff and wants to go hunting with the boys.
Oh, and you know that because she keeps saying, they keep saying things like, why do you want to hunt? And she'll say, because you all think I can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you compare this movie to, like, a Rudy, which is kind of the same thing, only Rudy doesn't fight a predator. Like, you get where we're going from here. She's the Rudy character.
I was surprised at how, I don't want to say stupid, but how, like, on the nose the dialogue and point was about her. Every comment is being, like, there's something to be said for subtlety. Like, not every character needs to be like, go in the kitchen. Why do you want to do this? You suck as a hunter. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you all.
Yeah, there is no extraneous dialogue or scenes here. Like, every bit of dialogue is either a setup for a payoff or what's going on. And every scene they shoot is, oh, she learned something from this that she uses later on.
It also doesn't entirely make sense because her brother is a very well-respected brave. Mm-hmm. And all of the friends of his are like, you suck, get out of here, you suck to her. And it's like, would they really say that in front of their, like, highly respected brother who's kind of their leader?
Constantly be bashing his sister, I guess.
I think it would have been played better if it was just like an eye roll or like one comment, mm-hmm. or maybe like a helpful comment, like, you know, you don't have to do this, something like that. The brother kind of does stuff like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like the brother character. He's pretty good at this.
Yeah. He never acted before.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Which just shows you just acting is a fake profession.
You just walk, you know, out the street
and
do it.
You can't go and be a fucking accountant without training. Fucking acting is just, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so she gets really good throwing an axe and then decides, because I'd read that Dan Trachtenberg really liked God of War and was like, hey, what if this Prey movie was kind of like God of War? So she not only has that throwing axe, but the throwing axe is on a rope, so she can kind of pull it back and do the Kratos thing.
Yeah, except the problem is when we play God of War, we know it's fantasy.
Oh!
That would also bother me. It's like, I don't think you could tie a rope to an axe and then pull it out and not have it spin back at you. Unless you are a true expert.
I think the more problem is when you throw the axe, you can do that with more power than you'd be able to pull it back, so it is not quite as impressive. Like, I know there's some kind of martial arts style where it's basically you have a string, and on the end of a string is like a dagger thing. I think you've probably seen Jackie Chan or gently swing this thing around.
It's called Fakedo.
Yeah, so you swing that around, and you like flip it over your arms and legs, and that goes really fast. But that's also like a super light piece of metal that's, you know, very angular, as opposed to a hatchet, which is not so much.
One of my issues, so I would say I like this movie less than I expected, and I like Predators more than I expected.
Mm.
But one of my kind of issues with the movie is I know there's a criticism you could say, I'm just calling her, I don't really even know what Mary Sue means. Does it mean someone who's like, doesn't encounter any challenges and just does everything perfectly?
Yeah, pretty much. Or always encounters challenges that she can immediately face. Or
I just felt like it seemed, I did not believe her in any sense as someone who was really experiencing any of this. Like, why does she wear sultry black eyeshadow? Why does she look more like a model who's about to get canceled for Native American cosplay? I didn't feel it. I didn't feel like this was a real woman encountering these fake CGI animals and other issues she was having. Like, it didn't feel deserved or real. It felt very like she is a Hollywood actress playing dress up. That's just kind of the way it felt to me. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, but I think that's a problem endemic with most films about the oldie timey days. It's never like, oh, here's an Uggo playing some of the time. It's like, oh, yeah, here's the hottest Hollywood actors all dolled up for you.
But the the male tribe, I like sort of believe them as like, although I was thinking, like, do they really not wear shirts? It's fucking freezing. It's snowing in one scene. That's not a good outfit. You're gonna get
hardcore.
You're gonna get frozen nipples. But I also thought her character is very like pouty and obnoxious in a modern way that would not exist probably back then at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll fine for female empowerment or whatever moral premise you want to do in the story. But she just seemed like an annoying brat to me a little bit. She's like very combative and like very like hostile toward people. And I guess it's because they're always putting her down.
Yeah, she's getting tired of being taken for granted. And this is her chance to shine.
Yeah, but you just seem like... It seemed like a modern... Yeah, it seemed like a very modern sensibility. Undeserved.
I can see that. They went so hard to make everything period accurate, except the characters don't act period accurate.
Yeah, and also, like, put some meat on her bones, you know? Come on.
This woman's... I mean, it's not like they could go down to the old Shoney's buffet to fill up. They had to kick what they caught.
She's 60 pounds here, come on.
There's not a whole lot of fat people in their tribe, as you may have noticed.
No, but the other people are, in good shape. Like,
the French fur trappers?
No, they're fat slobs. I meant her braves. You know, they're all, muscular dudes.
Yeah, they're all beef boys because they're out hunting all day.
She looks, very willowy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, which is what you would do if you didn't have enough to eat.
But they were out having to
hunt and pick stuff up every day.
No, they have enough to eat, and they look, pretty good shape.
Yeah, I mean, they think I have exactly enough to eat and probably walk, 20 miles
a day.
It looks
like she
just
came off the Native American runway and is
now... Yeah, they're not sitting around playing Xbox all day and, you know, pounding some local brews.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't look like she's emaciated.
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't look like... she looks like a model, which I don't like pretty people. Get out of my movies.
A bunch of uggos and real actors, that's it.
I want uggos who... talk over their lines and fuck it all up like my stories. I want movies like my stories as well.
Yeah.
There's a reason those don't exist.
Exactly.
But continue.
She doesn't, it's not acknowledged as a hunter by the rest of her tribe. The predators run around killing its way up the food chain through a bunch of CGI animals. Not super impressed with the CG in this. Like, I thought they would have spent a little
CG
more money on this.
CG is pretty shitty.
Yeah.
They should have, especially for the bear fight scene, they really should have made a physical model, at least for the bear head, because it looked like shit. It was very stupid looking.
Yeah, it's like, what is this, The Revenant?
Yeah, I mean, did they use a CGI bear in that?
Yes. Oh, no, I think they had something like a half bear costume. Yeah, because the complaint was the guy using the bear, animatronic that they green screened, had to stick his face in, Leonardo DiCaprio's ass all day while they were shooting that.
Did they... Is there something about, a bear raping him in that movie? Does that happen?
I mean, it looks like that could be the punchline of that "you're not here to hunt, are you" joke, but no.
Okay.
The bear just mauls him, but, from the back, so it looks like, you know, the bear could be sodomizing him. Perhaps. Who can say?
So why does the bear put its hand on his shoulders?
Because he's not there to hunt.
I gotcha.
Yeah. We set up, hey, there's this quicksand part there earlier. She sees how the predator runs around and, kills all the rest of her tribe and, learns his tips and tricks on how each of his gear works. And because she's so smart and clever. I think one of the issues people have with this is, she's so good at fighting a predator, but Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't do it and he was big and beefy. She does it almost entirely through traps and the predator hurting itself. After also someone had her brother put a spear through his guts and he got shot in the head. So this is not predator in his prime.
Why are you arguing with people with mental defects as your imaginary opponent in the argument?
Well, you know, here we go. That's the internet for you.
And he got hit in the head by a predator club.
Yeah, that's all you need. Oh, you know, a bullet went right through his head, and we're supposed to suspect him that he's still running 100%.
See, you know what I thought would have been a good idea?
Okay,
if the predator was, also a young predator unsure of himself.
Mm.
A bit smaller, maybe he's not yet entitled to use all the predator gadgets until you've proven yourself. So then it could be, the theme of, two entities trying to prove themselves, and also reduce the disbelief factor, given that this predator is able to, suplex a bear, but then does not crush this girl's face in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool if we could... I mean, I don't know how that would be conveyed to the audience, really. But maybe it could be, a smaller predator who's fucking... He's fucking stuff up, too. And,
A big daddy predator comes with his young son and,
gives
the son a handshake and sets him out and, is chilling out in the spaceship till he gets back.
Maybe the young predator can try and, use some fancy shit on his little thing and, a screen pops out and we can infer that means, access denied. You know? He's, not allowed to use it yet until he proves himself.
Yeah, the daddy predator gives him a cake with, 11 candles on it, and that's how we know.
That would work. How would that make... See, it would only be realistic if it was not a cake.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was, I don't have anything else to add there.
It was a engineer from Prometheus's head with a bunch of candles in it. So we can tie in Prometheus. Or, I don't know, what else does Fox own? Those blue guys from the Avatar movies?
I thought you were going to say the Blue Man Group and be like, yeah, get rid of them, they suck.
Yes, they run an alien course. Blue Man Group.
Yeah, something to convey that, you know, like, he's also, maybe just his size, he was just smaller. You'd be like, oh, that's a small predator.
Yeah, like, I know people have also complained that, oh, this predator isn't super beefy either. It's like, okay, because it's supposed to be this weird.
Beefy. I mean, they're pretty fucking beefy to me.
Well, I guess he was not beefy enough. But I don't know, if they're trying to sell that, like, oh yeah, this is a different, like, a 300-year-older predator. Okay, sure. I mean, what's the whole plot of predators is, like, a weird race. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, all these predators throughout the years have also never learned that maybe three big conspicuous red dots before firing your weapon is something that should be taught in predator school is a bad idea.
Well, you know, their technology only extends so far.
There's also, I guess there's some foreshadowing in that she's also like, I guess her role in the tribe is she's like medicine woman because she has these orange, magic orange flowers. Yeah. Although she just crumples up flowers. Fucking anyone can do that shit.
Mm-hmm. But only if you know which flowers to crumple
up. It's the big fucking bright orange ones.
Oh, okay. Like a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like God of War, perhaps.
Oh, does that happen in God of War?
I try to forget what you get to heal up there. I don't think it might be like, I don't know, mana bottles or some shit.
Does it cool your blood?
Maybe. I don't think they really go into that there, but sure. So the predator kills everybody, and she and her brother both get captured by the French trappers, who use them as bait to try and get the predator, because these all French trappers are aware that there's a predator there somehow, and the predator hasn't attacked them at all yet, which does not really make sense over the course of this. Like, how would, I mean, unless they saw the spaceship land surreptitiously and the predator get out and walk off,
maybe
how would they know about it?
The predator realized the Native Americans are a stronger enemy.
Well, apparently it doesn't matter, because anyone holding a gun is what this predator seems to go after, and if you're not holding a gun, they'll leave you alone. So the predator kills them all in hilarious ways, using kind of like oldie-timey versions of your typical predator weapons. So they've got, like, instead of the nuclear bomb arm thing, it kind of shoots up little explosives that hunt people down.
How stupid and obnoxious and mean they made the French colonists. It kind of, for a time being, it kind of makes the Predator movie into something like a Jason movie or a Freddy movie, where it's like the audience is cheering for them to knock off as many dumb characters as possible.
Yeah, like, the bigger complaint I could see here, it would be the, oh, white people are portrayed as outrageously evil compared to honorable Native Americans.
Yeah, I mean, my bigger complaint is, like, are these colonists so stupid that the Predator shoots out ticking time bomb grenades, and their response is to walk toward it and stare at it?
Well, in France, they've never seen that kind of thing before.
Also, a bigger problem I have with just the movie is that, like, there has to be, if you're making a prequel and you're trying to change things up a bit, why must the franchise be doomed to repetition and callbacks? How many people throughout, even more odd than the Predator encountering throughout history, how many people throughout history must say, if it bleeds, we can kill it? Like, are they related to, like, how is it that,
like, how many people prior to the first Predator movie actually said that in real life?
They have all said the same dialogue at some point.
Yeah.
And how many endings do we need it to be like, I'm going to recreate to lower my body temperature to stay hidden technique?
At least three.
At least in the first Predator, I was like, okay, smearing mud, I guess that makes sense. And this is like magic flowers.
Yeah, because that's how plants work.
Also, I think if you took a magic flower that prevented you from emitting body heat, you would be dead.
I'm not sure how that works exactly.
So the Predator can't hunt cold-blooded animals?
No, it can't, which makes them so deadly.
So it can kill a bear, but it cannot kill a worm?
Yeah, if they were fighting a crocodile, I mean, it could bite it pretty easily, because they wouldn't see
it. You go, man. I mean, you think of all the Predator technology there, it's like a huge swath of enemies they can't fight.
Yeah, I mean, this is when I see predators fight dinosaurs back in the day, or why they didn't do that.
Predators versus dinosaurs, or fucking Predator versus Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
Predator versus Park. Chris Pratt, collateral damage right there.
Is he in collateral damage?
No, he's in Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
He's the collateral damage.
Didn't Collateral Damage also have a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger had to kill a bunch of alligators?
The problem with my jokes is I make a reference to a Collateral Damage, and there's so many fucking nerdy-ass movies that exist. You know what I'm... that's a reference to you.
Yeah, a nerdy-ass movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I just meant general Collateral Damage, not an actual movie.
A lowercase C and D.
There we go.
I did like the Predator, you know, comically murdering all these guys. That's kind of the fun part of
this. I wasn't, like, offended. I don't like, feel kinship to French imperialists from the 17th. I don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it was more, like, silly, and it seemed like a strange change in the Predator. I don't really remember a time in the Predator franchise when we cheer on the Predator to kill people.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was always supposed to be, like, it's supposed to be horrifying when he kills people.
But... yeah, I mean, I guess there isn't really any... human bad guys. I haven't seen two in a while, so they're all like, oh, if you're human, you're kind of on the human side, and if you're Predator, you're on the Predator side.
I guess there's also a twist, not a twist, but like the Predator won't kill someone who's tied up.
Unless you're holding a gun, apparently the Predator doesn't acknowledge you as an enemy.
So does that mean a Predator would be helpless at a bondage and BSDM convention?
Apparently.
That's how you kill it.
Well, when's that movie coming out?
Comic book time.
Yeah. So she's got this magic flower that we see. Oh, it makes your blood cool down. So she gives it to the translator guy who kind of helped her earlier, but not really. And he gives her his gun. Oh, it's the gun that shows up in Predator 2.
So right away, we
know things aren't going to turn out too well for whoever's holding this gun at the end of this whole saga.
No. It's also, again, it's like... is every encounter the Predator has ever had conveyed in that cabinet in Predator 2?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, whatever the next Predator movie, we'll probably have him fighting some other one of those skull monsters.
I mean, they really need to treat that as a cute throwaway in Predator 2 and move on.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I mean, I guess they're kind of done with the Alien versus Predator franchise, as I understand it. Which seems like that would be, like, the big moneymaker, but all of those movies, not so good.
As the Italian translator might say.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what Titty said, if he had seen any of those movies. Her brother gets killed after sticking a spear through the Predator, and she figures out, oh, this is fancy 3-red-light-guided crossbow railgun thing. It kind of works by tracking things, so she steals that. Sets up all these traps, so he jumps to the tree, somebody gets hurt, he manages to cut his own arm off with some of his, like, fancy sword or shield thing. It's all like, oh yeah, remember that thing? It's gonna come back and play into things now. She gets him in the quicksand, she has a skull helmet set up, so when he shoots his little crossbow thing, it shoots him in the back of the head.
Yeah, I really missed that. I did not understand how that happened.
He uses his rail gun to try and shoot her, despite the fact that I guess he was not aware of the tracking capabilities of his head gun. That seems like something you should probably turn off on your little gun if you don't know where it is.
I just didn't understand how she became such an expert in, like, angles of ballistics.
Yeah, because she watched it once, how it works.
She figured out how a firearm worked 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Now she's positioning the reflected ballistics into the guy's pet.
Obviously.
I didn't even fucking get it. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on here.
You as a human in 2022 would be murdered by this Predator because you could not grasp how this thing worked.
Yeah, I mean, so I thought it was a little bit of luck. But also, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen you can stab it, cut off its arm, and shoot a hole in its head, and it seems to be A-okay. I guess you got to use those weapons against it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're also rolling around, and the same Predator that crushed a bear is, like, smashing her in the face with a metal shield, and she's like... ouch.
Yeah.
I'm real tired of the whole sequences in these movies where, like, and basically any kind of horror movie where you're dealing with an oversized antagonist, it's like, instead of just killing the main person, they just, like, toss them. They just, like, throw them around for a bit.
Well, would you rather have them, like, Michael Myers picks a guy up, throws him 30 feet into a tree, he breaks his back, the next 30 minutes are... here's the 6-year ordeal of the guy in traction slowly learning how to walk and then fighting him again 6 years later?
No, just maybe more of like a, some kind of challenge that isn't throwing them around. Maybe like they dodge a blow or they...
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like when they try and walk off some serious attack that would otherwise have killed them, I'm always like, eh, that's kind of silly.
Yeah, like I would rather them like break an arm or smash one of their legs, or there's some real consequences to having to fight this thing. And then our hero's hobbled as well and has to deal with that. But you know, every time it's, oh, I got thrown and dislocated my leg, I just snapped into place and good to go 2 minutes later. But I mean, that's just a film problem in general, I think.
The Predator could have just left some fire water around and screwed up the whole tribe.
Oh, what if that's what happens later on? Because, as we learn, with the ending, she brings the head back and is crowned the new Great Brave. She passed her trials, and we see a little Cherokee-style closing end credits. Not since... what's that movie? Planet of the Apes. Comanche, the new version of Planet of the Apes.
Racist.
Oh, what'd I say?
Cherokee.
Oh, I apologize.
You said, see Clint Smith descriptions.
Well, I'm sure this is Clint Smith's favorite Predator movie.
You said something about beautiful almond eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly.
It's a Derek.
Yeah, so we see all these pictogram things over the credits, and that at the very end of them, oh, three new Predator ships come to where these folks are. So, set up for Prey 2 and 3, probably, because these things need to be trilogies.
I don't think there's going to be a sequel to this.
No, I mean, the sequel would be, oh, here's some other time period with something else going on in Predator show. That's what they make.
And I guess they also needed some explanation as to how that pistol would end up in the case of Predator 2, right?
If they do not, and we just assume, oh, we think things are good, and then it turns out the Predators come and massacre all of them, and that explains how it ends up there.
It would be a strange ending to this film, where it's supposed to, we're supposed to be so engaged in her, like, you know, adversity, and then it's like, the whole fucking tribe just got wiped out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta put in this sort of thing.
And also, the Predator doesn't, I mean, they don't seem like a... like, I thought the whole shtick is that the Predator is supposed to be a creature that goes out and hunts. It's like pride, the pride of the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, hey, you kill one of the Predators, we're just going to fucking destroy all of you en masse? You know,
yeah, I don't really see that being a shtick.
But who knows? So did you like the movie?
I think it is pretty good overall, but it is very point A to point B, nothing in between. They're like, there's no subplots
really at all.
It's all... from A to Z, and that's what you get.
I mean, is that a criticism?
No, I mean, I think it could be more interesting with a little more going on to it, rather than just, where's the fireworks factory? Oh, we're at the fireworks factory! The fireworks go off. The end.
I was kind of surprised that there wasn't any, like, commentary or conversation about, like, did the Native Americans have any type of mythology that to them could explain, like, what the fuck is alien has arrived?
So she did, like, when she sees the ship at the beginning, she calls it maybe a Thunderbird, which is, but it's not like, the Thunderbird's a big monster, man.
I thought they were just talking about the car. I was like, that's a weird...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I thought that they just needed to improve the main character and improve... just kind of the sequence of events as to how she destroys the Predator. I just didn't buy the whole orange flower shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy her as the lead character. I didn't buy a lot of her inventions and decisions she made to defeat the Predator. But I mean, I did like the scenes I did like the fight scenes with the Comanches. I did like the fight scenes with the colonists, you know? The kind of like Predator versus others scenes. I even also liked the scenes of her like venturing out into the wilderness, and like even though the CGI was iffy, like, all that was fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think other than the CGI, the film looks pretty gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think the Revenant is my go-to as, like, this is a beautiful-looking 1700-set, you know, American West film is, like, the go-to. And this is not as good as that, but there's a lot of scenes that are like, all right, so your background is definitely the character in the story. And it looks great.
Yeah, I mean, I never saw The Revenant, so, I mean...
it is very long, but it is gorgeous-looking all the way through, because apparently the director was a maniac.
You spoiled the whole bear sequence.
Yeah, well, if only there wasn't 3 other hours of film to watch for it.
But I liked the idea. I just did not entirely dig the execution. And it really came down, I really did not like the main character, and it's not anything to do with Mary Sue bullshit. I just did not buy her in the role.
Nope.
I didn't like the way she was written. I didn't buy her in the role. Again, I kept checking everyone's eyes. I'm like, why is she the only one with smoky eyeshadow? Why her? What is going on here? But I know I like the things I definitely liked about it, but I didn't hate it or anything, but I just, I thought, and it was also, again, I thought with all the praise that you read about it, like, I forgot, oh yeah, it's just the movie where everything has to be spelled out and articulated for the dumb audience at home stuffing popcorn in their face.
Well, can't spell praise without pray.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Wait, you can't spell pray without... You can't spell praise without pray?
Yes.
Yes, you can, because there's no Y in praise.
Yes, this is the joke. This is the joke, JR. This is the joke.
You got me when you said you can. I was like, oh, can you?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, this is maybe the third best predator. Second best predator, depending on how you want to look at it.
I mean, so that would be Predator 1, Predators, this one. Where does Predator 2 fall in there?
I would say Predator 2 is probably fourth. I have been interested in watching that again after watching this, since it's been a long time.
But you didn't even really like Predators that much, I thought.
Yeah, I do not. So, but, I mean,
you didn't really like this that much.
No, so I would take, this could be 2 or this could be 3.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would put it as 3.
Depending on the mood I'm in at the time.
I was just a little bit disappointed when I just saw the praise for it. But, you know, what are you going to do?
But, I mean, this could also go in the same camp as Predators as, if you just took out the Predator and had it be some other alien, it would maybe be better than trying to work it into this complicated fiction they've built in.
I don't know. I mean, they just removed the callbacks and all the fan service. I still think it would have been a better movie.
Yeah, I know Dan Trachtenberg didn't really want to... He didn't want any marketing to show the Predator. I haven't related to that, which I can see why the Disney company decided not to do that, or else no one really care. But he also didn't want it to, like, show up as something you see. Like, you could hear it, and you might see the 3 red dots, but it wouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is obviously a Predator, and then have, you know, when it kills the bear and it's covered in blood, you finally see, oh yeah, this looks like a Predator. And at the end, they would be like prey. So that's kind of my same problem as The Invisible Man, where if you don't know this film's about an invisible man, it works a lot better because you're not sure sort of the beginning whether the guy's an invisible guy or he's a ghost, as opposed to, oh, if you go into it knowing it's an invisible man, you know there's an invisible man in this. And this, hey, you know there's a predator in it, the predator is going to show up, obviously, so none of this stuff has any stakes.
That's why it should have been called The Invisible Man / Ghost?
Yeah, The Invisible Ghost.
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh, it's an invisible man. I get it.
No, I mean, it's generally better to go into each movie cold, right?
No. There's probably some I would say no, but I can't think what those off the top of my
head. Just don't read the title. Just go into every movie cold and don't read any titles, so you just really have no idea what you're watching.
Have some cover your eyes when something comes out that might reference anything what it's about.
That's why back in the day of blockbusters, you should have taken Audition and put it in the romantic comedy section. And you could have gotten a good solid halfway through without them realizing the truth.
The big surprise.
Yeah. Maybe even 3/4 of the way.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. I would say, I mean, look, if you're people are going to watch the movie, they're going to watch it. I don't think you should go out of your way to watch it. But if you're a big fan of The Predator, you know, there's worse ways to spend your time.
Yeah, if you're a Predhead, certainly watch this over any of the Aliens versus Predators.
I haven't seen any of those and I have no interest.
Perhaps good concept, but very poor execution all across the board.
Well, that's this, huh?
Yeah, that's all the Predators fit to Pred. So I would have to imagine that they will make another one of these. Probably not a straight Predator film, probably, you know, some other thing of a Predator back in time, but sure.
I wonder if the budgets are going to keep getting lower and lower, though.
So how much CGI do you want?
I kind of do wonder, it's like, they didn't recoup any money on this, right? Because it went straight to their own streaming service.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea how the streaming service, like, when you're dropping $200 million on a film, which I'm sure this was not $200 million, but if you're throwing that much at it, are you getting that and people signing up to watch it?
I can't imagine that's the case. Because how many bills people are just going to be signing up for 30-day trials?
Yeah. Like, do they still offer 30-day trials?
I don't know.
I know Netflix also used to be, here's a free week, here's a free month, whatever. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Nope.
So, if you got Hulu, chug it out. If
that
not,
that orange is a new black money ain't paying back anymore.
Womp womp.
All right.
So next time. Adios.